Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is another edition of the Iona College Basketball Report, and it is MAC tournament time. And actually, that our theme was some basketball music played on the steps of the arena in Albany last year by one of the Pep bands. And with us, talking from the floor of the Times Union Arena in Albany, is our friend Kevin Hamilton. Kevin, how are you?
Ken, I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here, and things already are getting ready to go.
Yeah, I know, and we have to say happy birthday to you, Kevin. And I'm assuming that's a birthday
you.
That starts with a five.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm going in the wrong direction, but that's all right. It beats your turn.
Me too. But happy birthday, and
thank you.
You're welcome. And so we. I'll be joining you later this weekend up in Albany for more of the MAC tournament. You're having a chance to watch a little bit of the practice sessions this morning. What's the buzz up there so far? What are people talking about in Albany as the MAC tournament gets going?
Well, already it's very exciting. And last night, Canisius Niagara triple overtime game for the right to play Iona today. So you can tell already that teams are raring to go. Niagara played extremely well, almost pulled off an upset. But Canisius figured out a way to keep it going. Manhattan Marist last night was a very one-sided contest for a while until Marist, you know, started to play well. So I'm telling you, you're going to see some real exciting basketball up here this week. And on the women's side as well, the Lady Gales get going today at 2:30. And actually, it looks like the Quinnipiac band is walking into the arena, so everybody's ready to go.
Well, a lot happening, a lot of excitement. It's a huge time, and as you said, you know, for teams that lose, that could be the end of their season, and you can see why a team like Niagara, you know, fought so hard to stay in it, going into taking their arch rival Canisius into triple overtime last night. And let's start a little bit with the women, if we could, Kevin. The Iona women played Quinnipiac at home last Sunday for the regular season title. Winner of that game was going to win the MAC regular season title. And Iona got off to a good start in that game, but then Quinnipiac just seemed to have another gear they could go to. They seemed to frustrate the Iona point guard, Marina Lazarazu. Every time she came down the lane to drive to the basket, there always seemed to be a defender who could stop the play. And she was a first-team All-MAC selection. Will play 2:30 today against number 7, Siena. What are your thoughts about how the women's Gale team goes into their first game in the MAC tournament this afternoon?
Well, Ken, like I mentioned before, once you get here, it doesn't matter what the records are anymore, and basically all teams are going to have a chance. First, about the game against Quinnipiac at home, it's tough to play senior day, and, you know, very emotional, and it takes a while to get going. And as you saw, you know, it was a back-and-forth game, and Quinnipiac, like you said, put it in another gear. But what was very encouraging, the Lady Gales were down by 20 with probably 5 minutes to go and was able to cut the lead down to about 8. So they didn't stop playing, and they showed signs of being able to compete with one of the best, if not the best team at this moment in the MAC. So it was a good performance by both teams, and it sets the stage for what could be a really exciting rematch if they are able to meet up here in Albany.
Absolutely, and so we'll root for the Iona women's basketball team as they play Siena starting at 2:30 this afternoon up in Albany. Now the men really seem to be going into this game on all cylinders. They have won their last five games, three tough road games in a row at Monmouth, at Siena, at Manhattan last Friday night. And then they played well on their senior day, defeating Canisius, who they will play tonight at 9:30. Why do you think this team has come together in February? They seem to be playing, you know, very few turnovers, very few mistakes, and really seem to have the team aspect of the game together. What are your thoughts about how they're coming into, you know, how they kind of finished the season very strong?
Well, like I mentioned, it's really rewarding for the coaches to see at this time of the year the Gales playing their best basketball. And with that said, you know, it's something that going through the ups and downs of the entire season has really helped Iona, because now they're in a position where, you know, they're playing together, they're healthier than they've been for most of the year. And it couldn't be better timing. So credit goes to the coaches. And then also credit goes to the players. If you saw senior night, you know, or senior day, I only got off to a tough start. You know, like Coach Kluth said, it's a tough game to play. But you have to be impressed with how all the seniors, and then particularly AJ English, really took over and played at a level that, you know, hopefully vault him to being the player of the year in the MAC, but you couldn't ask for them to be playing better at this time of the year. So as they take the floor, I'm actually watching them start their warm-ups. Expect them to come up here and play very, very hard and to continue on the road towards the MAC championship.
Well, their opponent tonight, Canisius, they'll play at 9:30 on ESPNU. 14-18, 8-12 in the MAC. They have defeated twice this year. They defeated Canisius in Buffalo on February 5th, 84-66, and they defeated Canisius, as you said, in the Senior Day game on Sunday. Now, how tough is it to come back and, after you just defeated a team, you know, a good, well-coached basketball team like Canisius, on Sunday to come back and say, okay, now we got to beat them again when the stakes are ultimate. You know, we go home for the for the season most likely if we lose. Is that just tough for a team to go beat a team three times?
Well, it's very tough, and especially when it's a conference opponent that you know very well and they know you very well. And if you saw, even the second game at Iona, Canisius played extremely well and was winning most of that game. So expect a very solid contest tonight. Canisius, coming off a triple overtime victory against Niagara, will certainly be coming in with some confidence and ready to go. And they feel like they can play against the Gales. They showed it for most of the last game until AJ English decided, you know, it was time to put them away. But tonight will be a good contest for both teams. I do expect, though, Iona to beat them and to be able to handle them, especially since, you know, Canisius had such a long, grueling game last night against a game Niagara team.
Yes, yes. And one thing we've noticed of late, as you said, AJ English has really stepped up. You know, as some have said, you know, realizing that is a number of games in his college career are dwindling and to a precious few, that he's really had some very strong efforts in the last half dozen games. But he seems to be more of a second-half player in a lot of the games. He seems to defer to his teammates in the first half. And then the second half, if especially if they're behind, that he takes more authority in the game. They set up more plays for him to drive down the middle or for setting up an open shot. Is there a thought about trying to make, you know, AJ an offensive player for all 40 minutes?
Well, AJ goes with the flow, and he does a great job trying to keep his teammates involved to the point where, you know, he does whatever it takes for them to win. And lately it's been him needing to score in the second half that's been the driver. So, you know, AJ is doing everything for the Gales to be able to win, and certainly is going to do whatever it takes. I would look for him to score more this in this contest, early in the contest, especially if Canisius is giving them some problems. Look for AJ to be able to put more points on the board when needed. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes away with another big game. And also look for Canisius to do whatever they have to do to slow AJ down. So all in all, it's going to be one of those types of contests that should go back and forth for a little while. But at some point, expect Iona to be able to pull away.
You know, and we're talking with Iona Hall of Famer, class of 1980 player, Kevin Hamilton, who's courtside in Albany today for the start of the MAC basketball tournament. We're already had one day of play-in game competition. Kevin, you're one player who's really stepped up, struggled in midseason, but playing very well the last half dozen games is Jordan Washington, the big forward, playing his first full year for Iona. He looks very confident on the court. He looks like he's having fun again. And what's been the difference in his game, would you say, the last five, six games when he's really become a very strong offensive and defensive player for Iona?
Well, I think Coach Kloos is doing a few things that helps that. The first thing is, if you notice, he'll take Jordan out of the contest relatively early to avoid any quick fouling or too quick fouls. And also, he's doing a lot of talking to him where, you know, helps prepare him to, you know, to be focused to go back into the contest and do what he has to do. So, you know, part of it is what Coach Kloos is doing. And then the other part of it certainly is what Jordan Washington is doing by being much more composed and understanding his role is to really have to stay on the floor for the Gales. And he's doing a much better job of not fouling or overly fouling when he doesn't have to. So credit goes to both. And I'll tell you what, you know, Jordan is ready to go. I wouldn't be surprised if he has just a huge, huge tournament for the Gales.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a breakout time for him, and certainly we saw, you know, the game down at Monmouth, what a difference he makes to the team when he is in sync with the flow of the game, and really a difference maker, takes some of the pressure off of AJ Inglis, some of the double coverage. And also, we were talking a little bit about with Coach Kloos about Isaiah Williams. Did not have a great senior night from a scoring point of view, but did have rebounds, which he's been doing all year. Do you feel Isaiah is back ready to be, again, that key outside shooter for the Gales?
Well, I do. And you know Isaiah will do whatever it takes to help the Gales win. I do feel like he was somewhat disrespected by not making any of the All-MAC teams, especially coming off of being a preseason first-team pick. But I hope that inspires him to go out and play as well as we know he can play. And knowing Isaiah, that he's going to take some of that personal. And you know, he had some of his best games in the year last year here in this MAC tournament last year, coming back hurt. So look for Isaiah to rebound, do all the things that he does, but look for him to score as well and hit those threes the way that he's capable of doing it.
Absolutely. Now, one thought from the world of college basketball. Our mutual friend John Feinstein published his new book on college basketball, and three coaches in particular, Dean Smith, Coach K from Duke, and our own Jim Valvano, who really made a name for himself at Iona when he was your coach in the late 70s, early 80s, before going on to North Carolina State, of course, and winning a national championship. What are your thoughts about John Feinstein's book and some of your thoughts on Jim Valvano?
Well, first of all, John is a basketball expert. He's been around the sport for a long time and knows quite a bit about the inner takings of what happens in college basketball. So I haven't seen the book yet, but I've heard that it's a must-read. So congratulations to him. And relative to Coach Valvano, I mean, there's a lot to say that you know, people will appreciate. You know, Coach was someone who did the impossible pretty much throughout his career. We can start with Iona, where, you know, many of us were not going to go to Iona at this point, but it took Coach Valvano and his staff an awful lot to recruit some of the better ball players at the time in the New York area and convince us to dream the same dream that he was dreaming, which was putting Iona on the national map. And, you know, you think about that, you know, kids being recruited by North Carolina, Indiana, Kentucky, USC, all those other places, why would we believe that Iona is the place for us to go to further our career? Well, it really was Coach Valvano and his ability to convince us that the same dreams we have in other places can be realized at a school like Iona. And he was just a very, very special guy, really good coach, certainly knew how to relate to the players, and a lot of fun to be around. And then, you know, I'll just share one quick story with you. You know, after my playing days were over and I got drafted by the Celtics, signed my contract, went up to Boston for rookie camp, I'm in the hallway and I hear this voice: "You guys have no idea how good he is. You wait till you see how well he can shoot the ball. And I'm telling you, he's this and he's that." And little did I know, this Coach Valvano came up to support me my first professional workout. So that goes to tell you a little bit about the man. He was just a special guy, really, really cared about his players. And obviously, you could see he could coach because he got it done at all levels. So, special guy. I look forward to reading Mr. Feinstein's book. And hopefully to bring back some great memories of my Iona days.
Absolutely. I just remember I was at Providence then, but I got a chance to go to a few Iona games that Jim Valvano coached and you played in. And I always remember the time that Iona made the Sports Illustrated preseason top 25. And the story was that Coach Valvano ran across the campus with the Sports Illustrated in his hand to the college president's office to say, you know, we got Iona on the map. And, you know, that was quite a time for a small school from New Rochelle, but part of the legacy. Kevin
not
Hamilton, thank
20,
you.
Not only top 25, we're ranked in the top 10. We're ranked ninth. So think about that. A little school like Iona. And the joke was, most people thought it was Iowa and not Iona, but you're right. He was ready to celebrate. I'm not sure if there are any copies left in the New York area. He must have bought them all.
I have to see if I still have mine. I often save my old Sports Illustrated. Just go back and see some of the great college basketball days from the 70s and the 80s. So, Kevin, any final thoughts from Albany as Iona gets set to is practicing right now, and they have a 9:30 date with Canisius that'll be available on ESPN3.
Well, we're all excited. Look for both the men's and the women's team to perform very well, and all the teams that are up here are absolutely prepared to do whatever it takes to forward their games into the NCAA tournament. And it's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to watching some good games, both men's and women's, and go Gales.
Hey, just got to ask you, the Players of the Year announcement will be at about 5 o'clock tonight. That, I understand, is also available on one of the ESPN channels. Iona's got candidates for both the men's and the women's. Certainly A.J. English, I think, would be have to be considered a favorite on the men's side, and Joy Adams has had a spectacular senior season, set the Iona rebounding record, has a solid shot on the women's side. What are your thoughts on Iona's chances of winning their players being recognized with one or both of these Player of the Year awards?
Well, I think they're both very well deserving of it. Starting with AJ, I would be very disappointed if it wasn't AJ English. I mean, I know there's a lot of hype around Robinson from Monmouth, but when you talk about Player of the Year, you talk about somebody that, you know, does it all. And if you look at AJ's senior year, being injured and still doing what he had to do, missing a bunch of games and still coming back and leading the Gales to where they are right now. No disrespect to Robinson. I just think AJ is the winner. And then Joy, I mean, the numbers she has put up, the way she's led this team in what could be considered somewhat of a rebuilding year, is just spectacular. There are definitely very good players on other teams that are deserving of recognition, but I'm hoping that the two Gales are able to walk away with the award.
Hey, Kevin Hamilton, thank you so much for calling in to the Iona Basketball Report from being courtside as the Gales are practicing right now and at the Times Union Arena. And we hope many Gale fans will travel up to Albany to see some of the games. Kevin, we'll see you later this weekend and look forward to seeing some great MAC tournament basketball.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. And Gale fans, come out and support these guys and girls. They deserve it.
Absolutely. Kevin Hamilton, Class of 80, Iona College Basketball Hall of Famer. This is Ken Kratzer, MBA, 1986, from Iona. And this is the Iona College Basketball Report, organized by Sons of the American Legion Radio, a program of Squadron 135 in White Plains, New York, all part of the American Legion family serving America's veterans, the world's largest veterans organization. So have a good day, and we'll look forward to a great MAC tournament and hopefully some very good games for the Gales this weekend. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.